Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin, and to make sure we have the presentation of all ages, while I take care of your breath.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, we're calling on behalf of Metro Research, and we're conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Just to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
92.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Asian,
multiple white, white and black.
White and black. Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
100%.
Are you certain? So that would be almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform or police violence, student loan forgiveness, immigration, racism and discrimination, healthcare, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, Israel-Palestine conflict, crime and violence, climate change, or abortion?
Jobs and the economy and voting rights.
Thank you very much. Voting rights. Just a moment. There we go. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
7.
Donald Trump.
2.
Joe Biden.
8.
Democrats in Congress.
7.
Republicans in Congress.
4.
And then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Thank you. And once again, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Would you say that your life was better under President Biden or better under President Trump or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
And is that somewhat better under Biden or much better under Biden?
I mean, we have the pandemic, so I guess much better. But that's a pretty low bar.
Thank you. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? The first one is, wants to build black wealth.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely to support or much more likely to support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Is honest and ethical?
Much more likely.
Fights racism and discrimination?
Somewhat more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Oh, man, that's loaded. Neither.
We have the scale of much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is effective and gets things done.
Somewhat more likely.
Is too woke?
I'm sorry, what?
Is too woke.
Makes no difference.
And the last one for the list is protects abortion rights.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, secures the border.
7.
Wants to build black wealth.
5.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
6.
Grows the economy.
8.
Looks out for people like me.
5.
Defends democracy.
7.
And puts people over politics.
5. No, 3.
Okay. Oh, 3. Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, as a working parent, my family now has the healthcare coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not extended coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
10.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments. Thank you. The next one is, as an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in affordable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing Black business. Then we have, as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
5.
And the last one for this section is, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The list goes as follows. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 per senior. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, eliminated $127 million in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 in cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans.
Can I select none or just pick two at random for me?
No, that's fine. If it's none of the above, it's none of the above.
Great, none okay, of the above. Yeah.
Now, sometimes in service like this one, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Thank you. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Safety net.
Thank you. Next, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing or unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees.
What is the one that's not at all convincing?
0 and 10 is very
zero.
Convincing. Thank you. The next one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Thank you. The next one is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But the Republicans in Congress want to pass... Thank you. The next one is, gun violence is out of control in America. And Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress... The next one is, while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. Thank you very much. Now, we just have a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create changing your community?
8.
Please. Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. For the final time, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate?
Oh, Democrat, sorry.
Thank you. Now, once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
3.
And the last one is, wants to build Black wealth.
3.
Thank you very much. Now, we already are at the statistical question. So, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or
Biden.
Were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$135,000.
Thank you very much. Aside for weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again, I thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.